the word of the Lord, but I would like to say this morning, as Brother Denver was singing that song about amazing grace, I got acquainted with that a little better than 50 years ago. Soon be 51, just matter of fact. And it's been a good way. I didn't say that it's all been downhill. I've had some uphills to go to, like everybody else. But it is a good way, the best way that I've ever tried to live. I've tried both sides like you did. But this is the best way, and I love this way. And I love my Savior this morning. He's kept us from many problems in life, and He brought us through many things that we couldn't have made it without Him. So I want to read a couple of verses in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians this morning. If you have a Bible and would like to read with us today, we won't try to talk very long, but we'll be brief with it and get on out of the way. In the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, in verse 7, the Bible said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you." So this persuasion cometh not from him that calleth you. I'd like to drop in just a few words this morning by the help of the Lord. We're talking about Paul and them was, you know, in a kind of a conflict, talking about circumcision, the law, and, you know, just some kind of disturbance. That's what the devil dwells on, is disturbance. As long as he can keep disturbance, he can keep progress from being made. He's the author of confusion. He's always been a disturber. He's always been one to try to uproot anything that God ever put down. Hallelujah this morning. He's the one that comes by. When a person goes to the old-fashioned altar, they get saved and born again of the Spirit of God. Right away he comes along and tries to dishearten and discourage. And he'll say, "You know that you didn't get nothing while you was down there at that altar that night." He's trying to hinder every individual, Brother Johnny, that he possibly can today. But I want you to know, my friend, this evening, there is a God on the throne that's able to give divine deliverance and give us peace and strength in our heart today. Amen. I know the Bible said that he's walking up and down up through the land seeking whom he may devour. He's on his job today just like he was back here. He was talking about the circumcision, but that confusion, that distress, that confusion got among the people, and directly the apostle said, "You did run well. You used to shout the victory. You used to be encouraged. You used to do great things for the work of the Lord." But he said, "Who did hinder you?" He said, "This persuasion don't come from the one that called you this morning." My friend, the man that saved me and you by the grace of God, my friend today, no, he ain't the one that's hindering us. The Lord is saying, "Come on, church, come on, saints, come on, saints, my friend today, I'm here to preach that God is just as able and just as mighty today than he's ever been." But that hindering spirit is covering the globe and hindering the church folks. Amen. But I read that second verse and that got my attention. If we are hindered, we are not hindered by the one that called us. Amen. There's another spirit. It's a lesser spirit. But there's another spirit today. You remember that they come out of yonder to Adam and Eve in the garden and come to where they were at. That same devil is walking around today. He's visiting every church. He's visiting every pastor, every deacon, every laity. He's visiting today. And trying to dishearten. He'll say, you know it's too far. I'd have to drive to church tonight. There ain't gonna be there but a dozen there. And it's a long ways. Come on now. He's trying to dishearten and push the preachers aside and cause them, my friend, to get discouraged. And slack and unconcerned. But we need our leaders out front today, on fire for God. Amen. You did run well. Paul said y'all was doing good at one time. Amen. Amen. You were doing good at one time. But now he's saying, hey man, something's hindered, he's saying. Hey man, I know that you today, I wouldn't have to stand here and ask you, have you had an occasion to have a run in with the devil lately? I won't even have to ask the question. I know this morning, my friend, about the time that your feet hit the floor, probably within an hour, you had done and encountered the power of the enemy. I try to dishearten you. I try to discourage you. I'm trying to push you aside. But I'm here to preach today, that divine power of the Holy Ghost, my friend, is here to help everyone. Amen. I realize today, and I understand, I can't do like I done years ago. A lot of you are getting some age on you, and you're going to get to the same place. But we can still have that love. Oh, yeah. Woo! Shout-a-boos. Hallelujah! We can still have that love embedded deep down in our heart. I'll tell you right now, the devil can hinder in a lot of ways, but he can't keep you from having the joy. If you want the joy in your heart, my friend, you can keep it today. There ain't nothing here that God is trying to hinder his people. No. Satan's the author of all the confusion, the hurt, the tear down. He is a destroyer today, and he won't never be satisfied, my friend, till he tried to destroy everything that God has ever built up. But I pray every day, and I say, God, you got the greater power. I say, God, I know that I'm fighting some things. Amen. I didn't know I had facing some things, Lord. But I said, I know your power's the greatest. Amen. I'm glad to know that, our church friends today. I'm glad that God, with all of the things that you've been through, God ain't never forsaken you. God ain't never forgot about you today. Brother Jim, I'm so glad how sometimes when everybody was asleep and maybe it was too far from me, I'd try to reach out to somebody. But I could feel the comforting hand of that eternal God. I come by and touch me and speak to my heart and say, son, it's going to work out. Son, it's going to work out. I'm telling you, the church today, it's worth hanging on to the promises of God. They ain't going to never fail. There's something I think over 32,000 promises of God's infallible word. And I'm here to tell you this morning, every one of them is going to hold true. Amen. Amen. I want to say today to all of us, stay on the watch. Keep a looking. That devil, he's just trying to find a place to trip you. Amen. I told him the other night at the church, I was talking about something. I said, you know that lion, he's called the king of the beast in the forest. But I said, now when he's hungry and he's wanting something to eat, he don't go around roaring. No. He lays down close to a water hole. And he lays there stretched out, ready to pounce. Don't hardly flex a muscle. Just lay right there. Amen. He's just waiting for something to eat to come by. Amen. When some type of little animal or something comes by to get him a drink of water, and when they stop, that's when that lion goes into action. Amen. I told him at the church, I said, the devil, he's laying around every church. That's the water hole today for the saints of God. That is the water hole. And that devil is laying around every church door that he can. Everyone that he can get to the front door. And if he can try to tell you as you start in, I'd just be quiet today. I wouldn't have nothing to say, nothing to do. I'd just sit quiet. You know your blood pressure's up. You've been having a little problem. Help me now. He's here in every place to try to hinder. That's what his job is. That's what his job's always been. Ever since he was kicked out from the glory world, is to try to uproot that's good and to hinder everything that God tries to upbuild. Thank God. I'm facing the close, church, but I would like to say the persuasion, the hindrances that's coming our way, it's not coming from God. God is trying to encourage. God wants his people to have strength. God wants us all to make this journey. He don't want none of us to fail. He wants us all to make a successful landing on the other side. Church, let's hold on and hang on. We can make it this morning. This what persuasion cometh not from the one that called you. Thank God, Brother Daniel.